Harper Audio presents 18 Holes with Bing. Golf, Life, and Lessons from Dad by Nathaniel Crosby and John Stredge. Read by Sean Pratt. Forward by Jack Nicklaus. 1 year in the 1960s, I was playing in the Bing Crosby National Pro-Am, and it was my birthday, January 21st. I had several people in my room at the lodge at Pebble Beach, and we were watching tournament play conclude on the 18th hole when the phone rang. My good friend, John Swanson, was calling to wish me a happy birthday. Then, John handed the phone to someone who began singing Happy Birthday to me. I could not hear it well above the noise of the crowd in my room and was unable to ascertain who it was. Finally, the man finished the song. I stood there, a bit impatient, and asked somewhat curtly, "With whom am I speaking, please?" "Oh, Jack," the man on the other end of the line said. "It's Bing Crosby. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I guess my voice must have been hoarse." I felt about 2 feet tall. The most famous voice in America was serenading me on my birthday, and I was unable to recognize it. It was possibly my most embarrassing moment in golf, or outside of golf. Fortunately, Bing never held it against me, and certainly not against the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour is indebted to Bing Crosby, whose contributions to professional golf and golfers in the early years is immeasurable, including his establishment of the Pro-Am format that is a staple of every PGA Tour event and the source of much of its charitable contributions. Everyone in the game viewed the Crosby Pro-Am as one of the premier events on the PGA Tour. Major championships were important.